This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Before he became a patriot and founding father, Benjamin Franklin was a businessman. In This Month in the Life of Benjamin Franklin, Dr. Blaine McCormick takes a closer look at Benjamin Franklin's business years, offering insight and motivation for today's business leaders.
And here's This Month in the Life of Benjamin Franklin for events happening in the second half of March. In late March of 1719, the 13-year-old Franklin produced and sold one of his earliest entrepreneurial ventures, a printed poem called The Taking of Teach the Pirate. We know Teach the Pirate as Blackbeard. Blackbeard had perished at the hands of the British Navy the previous November, and news had just reached Boston in early March. At the urging of his brother James, Franklin produced and printed a ballad to sell on the streets after a brief performance of the song. No known original copies of this ballad survive, and that's probably a good thing. Later in his life, Franklin referred to his early ballads as wretched stuff. On March 30th, 1732, Franklin penned the following rather tongue-in-cheek public service announcement in his Pennsylvania Gazette. Lost last Saturday night in Market Street, about 40 or 50 shillings. If the finder will bring it to the printer hereof, who will describe the marks, he shall have 10 shilling reward. Franklin could easily describe the marks on the shilling note, as he had already helped print some of Pennsylvania's paper currency. Currency printing was one of many worthwhile government contracts a printer could receive. On March 25, 1752, documents were drafted to found the Philadelphia Contribution Ship for the insurance of houses from loss by fire, the first American fire insurance company, and the oldest existing property insurance company in America today. Franklin would be one of 12 directors chosen, and he and his printing partner, David Hall, printed the policies. Fire was already a serious concern of Franklin's, and he had already battled it with fire companies and lightning rods. The fire insurance company was founded to promote risk sharing among the citizens of Philadelphia. Franklin already understood that risk sharing promotes risk taking, and risk taking was one of the great fuels of the emerging capitalist economy in the American colonies. In the late March pages of the 1736 Poor Richard's Almanac, Franklin reminds colonial business people that 'tis easy to see, hard to foresee, noting the perpetual challenge of forecasting in business. And in March 1757, Poor Richard laments the high cost of luxurious living by noting that scarlet, silk, and velvet have put out the kitchen fire. Franklin understood that living beyond your means was good neither for the home economy nor the national economy. So remember, a penny saved is still a penny earned, even though Ben Franklin never really said this.
Dr. Blaine McCormick is a management professor at the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University and the author of Ben Franklin, America's Original Entrepreneur, a new version of Franklin's best-selling autobiography written specifically for business readers. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review on Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.